What's it to you if I just farted? Why is that any of your business? All right, we're on air. What's up, guys?
Man, I remember when the Brandon Tarrant shooting happened, and the first thing I did was going on Bernie Venti's stream and saying, like, yeah, I totally get what he did. I probably would have done the same thing. And immediately I got told by everyone to you know, you shouldn't say that.
Shouldn't say that. Not that you were wrong. Just that you shouldn't say that.
Come on, you're getting too crazy. Really? I mean, don't you guys feel that? I don't know. It's not even a question. I don't feel radical saying that stuff. Yeah. It seems obvious.
Yeah. Ugh. Yo, Dan, yo, Chunky.
Same thing with you posting that, like the gun pick and Mike Cernovich going up to you. Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, he came up to me IRL. He came to my house, knocked on my door, said I shouldn't do that.
Yo, what are you doing? Shut up. Dang.
All right, let me tweet this out. Get some people in here, let them know the news. What's going on? What's going on, party people? It's your boy, Big Frickin' Butthole. It's your boy. Back at it again. Yeah, I'm bald. Just like my dad. Oh, the marshmallows are gone. I've eaten them all. Everybody go to subscribestar.com/sof. Don't see why you wouldn't. The main videos are $1. Freaking dollar. I'm sorry, is something funny? I'm sorry, is something funny right now?
Does anybody even remember that the Tarrant thing happened?
I think most people forgot about it. Me, on the other hand, I think about it every day. I think about...
It gives me the same feeling of happiness and joy like Fight Club.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, dude! I don't have to add too much depth into it or anything like that. It's just like, that's so friggin' awesome.
Someone actually did that?
That's crazy. I wanna do that. I wanna do that. Oh man, I wish I was cool enough to do it. Maybe I am.
Yeah, it's sort of like when you were watch movies as a kid and like emulated the stuff that was going on in there.
See, that little Futurama looking at to the sides like a dog thing. Oh man, I wish I was cool enough to do that. Maybe I am. I mean, we watch it in movies and we think it's awesome and then we see it happening in real life and it's horrible. Really? I mean, who doesn't get excited watching the end of Fight Club with the buildings coming down? I'm like, ah, no! Yeah. That's crazy! Oh, poor Muslims. Right. How is that radical? How the hell is that radical? It's so crazy,
man,
in my book.
He just killed a bunch of rapists. Oh, dude.
Oh, they're not all rapists. Oh, man. Yeah, go ahead. Move to their country. And have fun.
Yeah, go on a hiking trip in Syria.
Go ahead, do it. I'll freaking pay you. And I'll blow you when you come back if you don't get raped.
Yeah.
Bring your hot girlfriend over there. Bring your hot white girlfriend over there. See how they deal with that. They're probably gonna buy her donuts and give her a hairdo.
Uh-huh.
Massage her feet.
New Zealand should. It's not even thinking about like if the people involved are bad or good. Just when you watch that, the pure feeling, involuntarily.
I can't help being euphoric about that.
Yeah, like when we first watched that, that wasn't even going through our heads.
Did he kill any kids?
Something primal. No idea.
I heard he did that. From somewhere, but I'm not sure that it's even true. He probably killed like a teenager.
Yeah, like that's definitely not how I'd go about it if I were doing that. I'd go to one of their rape dungeons or whatever. Not just some random mosque. But the thing was, it was turning out friggin' terrorists. It was an actual.
It always
mosque.
Feel the same way. Like okay, this is a no terrible
talks
thing.
About
but
that.
Terrible, terrible thing. But I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, of course it's a terrible thing, but...
Sorry, everybody speaks light about some kind of catastrophe all the time, and I'm supposed to not care about it. They joke about Weinstein, they joke about all that stuff, and I'm supposed to laugh. They joke about Epstein, and I'm supposed to laugh.
And then when you... Second it gets to shootings, though, everyone's like, whoa, dude, what?
Whoa, what?
Dude, that's not cool!
Everybody's...
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself! Dude, you can't joke about shootings. What are you, crazy?
Look, yeah, Epstein didn't kill himself. Everybody's joking around all the time about all kinds of catastrophes. Yeah, 9/11. Yeah, I'm with that, but keep that energy. Let's see how far you go with it. Keep that energy, for real. And let's see where we get with it. That's the hill I'm dead on. I already died.
Yeah, it was humorous. He ran that lady's head over.
I was crying, laughing, watching that, holding my stomach like an old man.
Laugh about Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. All right.
Everybody's joking about all the
keep
time.
Keep it going. That's
oh, yeah,
fine.
White genocide. We're all
going
to get genocided. Oh, yeah, the South African. They're not even happening. Everybody's laughing. Yeah. Sweden is the new rape capital. Everybody's getting raped. All the women getting raped there. Oh, they can't even... They're all laughing about it. And I'm the problem? Really? Listen, I'm as dead as anybody. I just picked a different hill. And I'm not going to be bringing myself back to life to leave it. Just like nobody's bringing themselves.
I laughed at the video, but I'm not sure I've gotten... Yeah, of course it's a bad thing. It wasn't, morally justified to, open fire upon people, but... Everyone seems fine joking about other horrible things.
Long time coming. That's all I thought about when I saw it. I was like, yeah, I feel like this should have happened like 10 years ago. I should have heard about that when I was a kid, but I didn't. I didn't just laugh. I cried in tears of joy. I'm not even considering anything. Listen. All I thought was, long time coming, you bring barbarity into places, you get paid in the same coin. Would I have done that way? No. Is it phenomenal? Is it something that should have happened 10 years ago? Yes. I'm dead on this. I'm dead. Everybody jokes about everything. Yeah, man, like Columbine, I sort of get, Hitler should, he was wrong to only about Jews, should have killed everybody, ha ha ha. Everybody's joking about killing people all the time. Dead people. Women getting raped.
What should have happened? I don't, I'm not going to cheer on random people suffering, but something, Muslims have been since at least like 90s have been running rape gangs in all sorts of European countries.
And it's
so yeah, there should be consequences, you know, getting like 10 hours of community service because you just raped an 11-year-old. So
yeah, again, obviously I wouldn't be able to even carry something out like that if it had kids involved. I don't really care about women. But kids, yeah, that's something I wouldn't do. But still, long time coming. And everybody has fun about everybody it, with every other catastrophe. You see it on the good side. I bet a bunch of a-holes died. Ha ha. Everybody does that all the time.
Is it because shootings are all psyops? So you're not allowed to.
It's so I'm supposed to be weeping. I only ever weep of joy. Yeah, I was weeping watching that video. I was crying. Yeah, I was watching that whole 17 minutes. I was crying.
Like, I'm, you know, those people dying is not a good thing, but if I'm going to be honest, I was laughing watching that video. I'm sorry. It's just the truth.
Every time I think of it, it doesn't even evoke anything but like, yeah, a long time coming. Obviously, that would have happened. When I was supposed to be paying attention to that, that matters so little to me. I'm not justifying any bad deeds with the good side of it, but people do that all the time. And all I'm doing is saying, long time coming. Obviously, this would have happened. And
yeah, that was my natural reaction. I don't want to, you know.
All the time, you know, people talk about that stuff.
And
yeah, yeah, the cool. Yeah, you friggin' go to the gulag. Yeah, right? Keep that energy. Keep that friggin' energy, man. Everybody's okay with Obama bombing a bunch of kids? Nelson Mandela blowing buses up full of kids? Nobody even thinks about that? Everybody's getting raped in the UK? Yeah, London's been taken over. It's jihadi, Islamabad. They're all laughing in your face. I'm not gonna hold my peace. I'm not gonna be biting my tongue when I'm laughing about it. It's hilarious to me. It's fun. It's not even funny. It's fun to think about it.
Yeah, if you're gonna laugh at suffering, I mean, what is the limit to that?
There was one guy. By the way, I remember watching. It's like, okay, one guy did this. Anybody could do this. He was just sort of big, and like.
His planning period anybody was not even that long.
Yeah, it was like less than a year, right?
Yeah.
Anybody could do that. And everybody right now is rioting and people getting killed and nobody cares. Again. Yeah.
Businesses getting burned down.
Nobody cares about people's livelihoods getting taken away. When you're... Yeah, yeah, I'm like, I'm Gavin McInnes. I'm, you know, getting... I'm Anthony Cumia. I have to live 400,000 miles away from everybody because if I don't, I'm gonna get shot. I'm Alex Jones. I have to live in a compound because we want to kill my kids. And then you know you get doxxed. Yeah, we're gonna kill your kids. But you're gonna lose all your money. Your kids are gonna starve to death. Nobody cares. I'm gonna start caring. Really?
You either don't laugh at suffering at all, or. All suffering is fair game.
I was born like this. Living through this. I'm not... Listen, I didn't get the cynicism that I have from friggin' nowhere. I got it from somewhere. But when I stick to it, it's a problem. Dude, you shouldn't do that. He's gonna lose his livelihood. Yeah, he should have thought of that when he was racist. That's a normal thing. Happens to everybody. Yeah, he should have thought about his kids and his salary when he said some racist stuff.
It makes me think of the Charles thing. People laughing at people losing their livelihood.
Yeah, he should have thought about not being racist when he should have thought about his kids before he was racist. Everybody says that. I don't get mad at that. I genuinely don't. It's not a concern of mine. I'm not weeping about that because I don't weep. But if it's a game of who has the more fun, I win. That's the bottom line.
For an hour, then I look in the mirror, go Joker mode, laughing forever. Yeah, it's funny.
I don't really get mad. I get mad when when I knock things over accidentally. That's the only time I ever get mad nowadays. But thinking about this stuff, it doesn't make me upset.
I haven't been angry in a month.
I don't get mad. I get, I have fun.
Yeah.
It's either you're mad
or you laugh. It's being completely jaded to that sort of thing is not good. Can't do that. Either get angry or you laugh.
It's never even been a thing in my mind. It's not psychotic. Psychosis is a different... It's an altered state of mind. I don't get altered. I'm always the same. I'm not crazy. I'm not losing it. Or I don't have mood swings. I don't have none of that. And I don't even get mad. When I see people saying... Yeah, you should have thought about your kids when you said that racist thing. Yeah, you should have thought about that when he invalidated trans people. Yeah, you're just a racist white a slut. You should shut up. You need to whatever.
Yeah, calling him a slut. Yeah.
You're irrelevant, you little white whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Nobody cares. I don't either. The difference is, in that game, I laugh more. If that's the, Monster Zinc ending reality where we live in, that laughter is energy, and these people get empowered by seeing people's kids getting raped and laughing about it, then I'll have some fun too. And my fun is way more poignant, because when I do it, it's a problem to everybody. And that's the best kind of laughter. When no one's laughing with you. Have you ever had any better laughter than when nobody is laughing at you? Or with you, even if they're all mad? It's good to laugh with people who like you and who you like back. It's even better when you're laughing and everybody hates you. You're laughing with people who hate you. Everybody wants to see you die and you're laughing. That's the best. Oh, man. That's music.
Yeah. You being alive is a meme.
Everybody literally wants to see you dead, and you're laughing. That's the best laughter.
Here's the devil's nectar, yeah. A lot of negative energy. So it's different. It's the worst because, depression is lack of energy. Anger, negative energy. You feed off of that energy. Maybe having enough of that.
I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't think so. That was the closest we ever, you know, that was the craziest we ever went.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of being looked at as insane people.
Yeah. Plenty of people think I'm insane.
That was the breaking point. That was the thing that made me put out that tweet, and you posted that tweet to your Discord saying that stuff.
Oh, that was before. That was in October, and the shooting was in March.
Oh, that
was in
Christchurch?
No. Your tweet, Godspeed, Tarrant, was in response to that.
Oh, okay.
I went cuckoo bananas way before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And I love how we never... Did you say that? We never backtrack. Did you mean that? Were you joking? No, we're not joking. It's hyperbole, but, you know, there's a point to it. Every time I got asked about that.
I was being honest.
We were on stream with that retard for like 3 hours, and he kept trying to say, like, yeah, dude, it was a joke. We kept saying it wasn't. It was sort of hyperbolic, yeah. But... Not a joke,
not every
really.
Hyperbole is.
Because there's not a real subtle way of saying you liked it. You can't say, yeah, I kinda just a little bit think Brendan Tarrant was cool. Can't really do that. If you're gonna do that, double down.
Yeah.
And that's what we did, triple down every single time. Godspeed Tarrant. That tweet got taken down. I printed it and I posted it as an image so they couldn't code it.
Mm-hmm.
Never apologize for that to mm-hmm. anybody. Best thing ever. Best decision I ever made in my life. I'm not gonna start biting my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Destiny talk was so... Gosh, that was horrible. So that's the closest to, I guess, like... feeling sucked on by a demon I've ever felt. Like I deflated. Jeez, what a hell. He, like, leave his kids or something? Saw the Destiny thing live, and even I got.
Oh,
depressed.
Don't go watch it. Don't go watch it.
Yeah,
for Christ's sake.
Don't watch it. I feel like it's literally like talking to a demon. Not even exaggerating about that.
Sounds like getting molested to me.
Yeah. Child porn's cool. Huh? What? Everyone's saying, "Yeah, go. Yeah, awesome." Oh, you're so cool, so good at debating. Huh?
I feel like a car that keeps crashing and doesn't stop. Never breaks down. That's how I feel.
Driving through every wall, one after the other.
And that was the big thing, that Muslim thing that got us in trouble. Trouble, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And we never apologized for any of it. I'm so proud of that.
To this day,
anybody.
Yeah.
We never backtracked, never apologized for it. Mm-hmm. Every time anybody said anything about it, we just explained it. But we never said,
I'm so aware.
I was wrong. I don't know what I was thinking. No, I was very aware and conscious. In my right mind. In my right white mind, as Muhammad Ali would put it. So good.
Because in that thing, I tell people to, you know, be armed. Self-defense. Nobody... Do people look at that and think, insane, that's insane? Be armed? Dude, that's insane. You're like a serial killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
People saying, yeah, child pornography should be, like, produced. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's how they react to child porn should be produced. It sounds bad, but there's a point to it.
It's a good point. I think Soph lost the debate, because child porn is, like, actually cool.
You know, it's a taboo, and I get why, but, you know, it's a good point. That's how they treat that. Child porn.
But, you know, children shouldn't be getting raped. Yeah, okay, racist.
Yeah, maybe. This is how it happens. Children shouldn't be raped. Yeah, maybe. And everything's normal, and we move on. I'm just a little crazier than the average person. Just to a different direction.
Oh gosh, man. Children shouldn't get raped. Yeah, okay, Republican.
Oh yeah, him saying stuff on stream. Yeah, I wish they dropped a nuclear bomb or just killed every Republican and they all should die. Everybody saying that? Kill a white man. And no one... how could this be? Am I the problem for having fun? Oh, Lord. Friggin' come put me in jail. Nobody cares. That's the craziest thing.
Being hated by everyone? Yeah, that's awesome. I've felt that a couple times, and it's great.
Because then you're free to do anything.
Yeah. You're already socially at rock bottom, so nothing's...
I thought of that feeling when first when I was 13. There's no lower beneath me. And I'm standing. Bottom of the ocean, and I'm right there with my computer, chilling out.
Wish I could like that, but I don't think I can.
All you gotta do is stop
the
trying
first
to make
time,
me like you.
Yeah. First time it might be, dude, no, this is bad. And then you realize, hold on, this means nothing. This is like,
No, you don't get it. Like, what I meant by that, like, there is a problem. Don't ever do that. When some retard that you think is your friend goes, has a crazy conclusion about that and thinks you're a terrible person, you do this. Blow it out your anus. Why don't you go kill yourself? Just tell him that. Tell him off. Don't be worried about it. You're not losing anything.
Guess I've never been in a situation like that, so it seems depressing. I'm lucky enough to have been in that, in both an internet sense and in real life.
I wouldn't be worried about
that.
And
with 2,000 people in it.
When I was reading about, like, martyr saints, people were getting their skin. They were getting skinned alive and burnt alive and getting
their boobs ripped off. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about the whole time, man.
And I'm going to be worried about... Oh, You're gonna lose your social media accounts. I give a damn.
Crucify me.
Go ahead, dude. Come kill me. Yes! Come kill me. I'm waiting. Ding. Go ahead.
Right ahead. Come to school with a gun and shoot me in the head.
Come kill me. Come kill me now, please. I would love that. I mean, if you're gonna make it for me, I don't care. You wanna go around saying you love child porn? I'm just gonna think you're retarded and evil, and I'm not gonna talk to you. I'm not gonna come kill you. But if you have a problem, and you wanna get up in my face about it and tell everybody I'm the devil, then come kill me if you're gonna do that. Come kill me.
Exactly, but like how I want people to punch me. Gosh, I want to be beat up so badly. Oh, the fuck. I literally did that. I asked someone to punch me when they were getting up in my face. It was this one mixed kid. Dude, he was so freaking gay.
This is what freed me from being caught up in debates or anything like that, is because I noticed that it's all about misplaced masculinity and anger. Men cannot be masculine and angry, so they have to air it out in quote-unquote healthy ways, like BDSM and playing League of Legends and debating. Oh, that's what they do.
Oh, jeez, that's so horrible. Castration.
That's where that feeling is what originated the D-Live name, Ready to Die. Mm-hmm. That's how it felt. Literally, I wouldn't go around, you know, calling Destiny's people, like, yo, you know he's like a bad person? You should probably drop him, dude. He's like a... I wouldn't do that to them. Yeah,
that's what they do to us, but...
But if you're gonna do that to me, I wouldn't even get in an argument. You think that? Wow, that's crazy, man. Bye. I'm gonna go play.
Bye. You realize but that no one is gonna hurt crazy, you and you feel invisible.
You're gonna go crazy.
It. Exactly. Yeah.
Then come... You're gonna go crazy and come get mad at me and argue with me? You don't even know me as a person? Then come kill me. Come kill me.
I guess next month I'll write the video about Redwood, but I basically got actually hard to measure it, but I got negative attention from a lot of the school.
Want to go crazy? Want to go stupid? Then go ahead.
So I'm
go racist. Crazy. Go stupid. Go stupid. Come on, I'm waiting for them. I'm so anxious.
The funniest one was the only Muslim kid in my class saw what I said was cool.
What?
Funniest thing!
I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. It was
really?
Yeah.
Based.
You see, like, we're having, like, a discussion in class about it. The whole school, like, they came over the intercom and said, all right, now we're going to talk about SOF and have a discussion. And in my classroom, there was one Muslim kid. He spoke up and said, actually, I thought those Discord screenshots were funny. I kid you not. I was freaking shocked. And then this white girl started crying about the Holocaust.
I would have squeezed the red one out right there in there.
Yeah, I was like pooping my whole diaper up.
Oh.
She started like tearing up. Like, we're reading about this Holocaust book right now. We're in the Holocaust unit. And, like, this is really, like, emotional for me. What a freaking joke.
What a joke. Oh. Man, you want to laugh about tragedy? Come, like, get on my level. You want to laugh at the absurdity of the world?
No, she was get Jewish. Real. She had a real freaking beak on her.
Ooh, mama.
Seriously,
you wanna get funny about the tragedy and absurdity of the world? Get real. Get real. Double down. Go crazy, go stupid. It's not just like I said that when I was talking to a friend of mine, it was like in a different context.
I can't
just
believe
that sort
I'm
of
not
stuff.
Lying right now.
No, I'm normal. Completely normal. This is how I talk. Normal. And I'm telling you that. It isn't. Yeah, when me and my friend, you know, the Discord chats get pretty, like, crazy. That sort of conversation happens. But it's nothing is real. No. Normal.
Not dark humor. That's just how I was feeling at the time. I was going crazy mode. I was thinking about that crap at school. That was a crazy time. I was bugging out.
I sincerely don't take it seriously. I'm not stressing out about the Holocaust numbers.
Did you cry? Or rather, passes a big red one.
When I hear about, I'm not stressing out. Yeah, they lied about the Holocaust. I'm not getting mad about that. I'm not getting mad about anything ever. But if you want to have fun with the absurdity of this wicked planet, then get real. Gotta play with the pros.
Oh man, there's so much stuff in this document that I don't even remember about that happened.
All the time, a bunch of nihilists worrying about social media. That's so lame and gay. You're so caught up in this lame gay world. You're a nihilist? You're supposed to be a nihilist? Such a baby mode.
Dude, the funniest thing about the black people that got angry about me is all I had to do was like say like a word with more than four syllables and they would just like make the ole Iwola confused face.
I said
identity politics for them and she like blue screened.
<Do-do-do-dun>.
Yeah, the greatest.
Literally never feel mad. I feel mad. When do I feel mad? Sometimes my mother annoys me, and whenever I knock things over accidentally, I sort of get mad. But I don't get mad thinking about stuff. I don't self-induce anger.
Oh my
gosh. When I see
horrible
things on the internet, when I see about riots, when I see about people getting raped, I'm like, oh, that's crazy. And I click off it. Because I notice I shouldn't even be looking at it in the first place or thinking about it.
The frequency with which I get angry has just been going linearly down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'll be getting angry when I write the school script. But... as of right now, no. I don't get angry. Because I don't put myself into positions where I'll feel angry. I don't go on Twitter. I don't look at friggin' news. Yeah, this friggin' senior came up to me in the hallway, told me to read Marx. No, didn't tell me, told my friends to read Marx. This was the consistent theme. People wouldn't talk to me, they'd talk to my friends. That's how it happens. Is there, I don't know, they're scared that I'm gonna kill them or something, so they just want to tear me apart, tear my social circle apart, and pin them, you know, put them against me. Did you know that your, like, friend is a racist? Oh, really? We should, like, stop talking to her.
The little fat... Oh, man. I only get violent, I don't get mad. If I'm not about to duke it out, I don't even waste mental energy.
Yeah, my anger immediately
I know the kind of chubby
loser. To my fist. Yeah, he was chubby. Groovy. He was freaking fat.
Of course. Of course. Dude, I could cornhole.
He had one of those, like, tight shirts that you could see his, like, nipples. And his...
Oh, I love those boys.
And he had, like, a open, like, hoodie over it. 12th grader? 18. You got a house, dude? You got a mortgage yet? He probably does.
Purple nurple him.
Yeah. I should have started grabbing his nipples.
That's what you're good for.
I'll read Marx.
Kids getting told to read Marx and what else? Like, kids getting taught how to masturbate?
Yeah, he's a senior. He's in 12th grade. We were just 9th graders, so he knows, like, he's smart. I told him dialectical materialism is retarded, and he did the same thing. He friggin' blue screened.
That's so crazy. They don't even know nothing.
I know more about your retarded ideology than you do.
That's so baby level. They're so baby. That's the most retarded thing is that you're talking with babies all the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody's. It's all about parents. Every time
it was
thought
a
about...
freaking circus for like from whatever May to the, for the rest of the school year, which has made
it. The more I got every movie analysis I've done, people do a lot of political analyses on them. For me, it's always about family and parents and parenting.
Yeah, that's what my thing is turning into as well.
All these people are babies. Big, big babies. They don't even know what they're talking about. And treating them like they're even serious or they know what they're talking about. You don't argue with a baby, you spank it. They're toddlers. Mm-hmm. They're gonna. You should read Marx. Just twist your nipples and make them shut up. Or something.
Yeah.
We're all being desensitized by the internet? Dude, that's the thing. They built me. I exist as me because I grew up with that mindset. Like, I grew up with the mindset of you shouldn't take most things seriously. Most things are not worth getting took seriously. I'm like, okay. Good prop. I'm just consistent and rigorous about it. It's the only difference. Kids getting taught to masturbate big dongs. Yeah, girls, if you want to become boys, that's okay. And you want to stroke? You want to stroke?
You want to have a stroke?
You
want to
bang and smash and nail?
Yeah.
Here's how to bang, smash, and nail and screw. I'll screw all of you. Everybody's getting screwed. 9-year-olds taking pictures of their butts. Sophia can attest to that.
Hold on. Oh, shoot. Should I talk about somebody? Okay, wait. You can hear me? Uh-oh. Can you hear me?